Good to see everybody. How's everybody doing this morning? Good. God is good, and he has blessed us to make it to the last Lord's Day of 2016. Somebody ought to say praise the Lord. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is good, isn't he? I know this year may not have been all that you desired it to be, but God is still good. He is, and he has brought us through some trials. He's also seen us through some joys. This year has been a good year for many of us. And it's just good to thank you for being here this morning. We know this is the Lord's Day. It's Christmas Day on the calendar, but it's first of all the Lord's Day. Amen. And there's a lot of history behind Christmas. This is not a Christmas sermon, but I'm just thankful that the saints came to meet with the Lord today. Because God is good. Do you love God? Amen. Let's sing like we love God this morning. I really love the Lord. If you love him, sing it like you mean it. Yes, I really love the Lord. Yeah. And you don't know
what he's done for me.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he gave
me the victory.
And that's why I love
him.
Yes, I love him. I really love
him.
Oh, you sound beautiful. He watches over me, and he watches over me. Oh, well, he watches over me. And you don't know why. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, he gave me the
victory.
Yes, and that's why I love, yes, I love him. I really love the Lord. And you don't. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, he gave me. Thank you, Father. And that's why I love, yes, I love him. Oh, I really love the, if you love him, sing it. Yes, and you don't
know what he's done for me.
Oh, yes, he gave
me the victory. That's why I love him.
Yeah. This morning, singing to God. I really, you think God deserves it? We're singing one more time, one more time. And you don't know what he's done
for me.
Oh, yes, he gave me. Yes, and that's why I love him. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. So good. Is Brother Gerber here this morning? Brother Gerber. Brother Gerber, come on up here and pray for us. You know I was going to ask you to pray, Brother Gerber. Brother Gerber is our Spanish minister, and he's doing a wonderful job. Please pray for our Spanish members. They've had much death in the last couple of weeks. Death has happened in the family, in our family. And Gerber, I know you're going to pray for the family. As you pray, and we'll pray along with us. Brother Ray is interpreting in the back for those. He's up here, coming up here right now. This is Brother Gerber. Everybody say hello, Brother Gerber. Yes, 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 yes. Hola, 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 hola. Yes, yes, yes. Brother Ray, yeah. There you go. Give him a microphone. Thank you.
Song for the grace.
Amazing grace. Yeah, we'll do it after.
Santo Padre, Señor nuestro, Padre eterno.
Holy God, our Father eternal.
Amen.
Te damos gracias por estar juntos.
We thank you for being together.
Gracias por tu iglesia aquí de habla hispana y habla inglesa.
Thank you for the church that meets here that speaks Spanish and English.
Yes, yes.
Sabemos que somos un solo cuerpo en Cristo.
We know that we're but one family in God.
Yes.
Sabemos que somos una familia en Cristo.
We know that we are one family in Christ.
Yes.
Sabemos que somos todos hijos tuyos en Cristo.
We know that every one of us is yours in Christ.
Gracias, Padre, por tu iglesia aquí.
Thank you, Lord, for the church here.
Gracias por cada uno de nuestros hermanos y hermanas.
Thank you for each of our brothers and sisters.
Gracias por nuestros visitantes que están con nosotros.
Thank you for those who are visiting among us.
Gracias por tu gracia, Padre, que nos has perdonado.
Thank you for your grace in that you have pardoned us.
Señor, te amamos.
God, we love you.
Yes, we love you.
Queremos hacer tu voluntad.
We want to do your will.
Ayúdanos en esta mañana.
Help us this morning.
La honra y la gloria son para ti.
And all the glory is for you.
Ayuda al hermano Gary en su predicación.
Help Brother Gary in his preaching.
Que todos seamos edificados.
That all of us will be related as significant.
Si hemos pecado, Padre, perdónanos.
If we have sinned, Father, please forgive us.
Ayúdanos para ser mejores.
Help us that we might be better.
En Cristo Jesús oramos y te agradecemos.
In Christ Jesus we do pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Gerber brought, I don't know if you heard last time we were together, and those of you that are visiting, normally on our months that have five Sundays, we have our one combined worship service. Today we're having one combined worship. Last time we tried to sing Amazing Grace, and Gerber went blank on me. But he said he brought the words this time. So we're gonna sing Amazing Grace in English and Spanish. Yes. English and Spanish together. He said, oh, Oliver, I don't know but one verse, brother. Okay.
Amazing. Yes. How sweet the sound that makes a wretch like me. I was lost, but
yes, I found a Thank you this morning. We are on the last lesson of a lesson series we started a few weeks ago. Actually, it's the sixth lesson, and today will be the final lesson in the series. We've been studying from the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. The series is entitled No Time to Quit. No Time to Quit. If you have some seats next to you, make sure the ushers know you have some seats so individuals can sit down as they come in this morning. No Time to Quit, and today's lesson is entitled No Time to Quit. I hope you have been studying along with us. I know that those of you that have been visiting, you may not have been here, but that's all right. This lesson message is, I must admit, to the saints, to the believers, but also to those who are seeking. You know, those people who are seeking the truth, seeking a better life. I admire anybody who's seeking a better life. A better way, because it means you're analyzing where you are and you don't necessarily want to stay where you are. Amen. And all of us are on a journey. Amen. We're on a journey, and God has left us some wonderful examples in the Bible of how if we would model ourselves after his way, then he can save us a whole lot of trouble on the way. And we'll have a blessing at the end. And the book of Joshua is a great, great letter that God has left us about the children of Israel and their journey. The first lesson was entitled From Here to There. I don't have time to review if I'm going to finish. From Here to There. In other words, from where we are to a better life. The second lesson was overcoming obstacles. The obstacles are going to be there. We're in the world. Though we're under God's care, we're still living in the world. Everybody's not saved in the world. Everybody's not your friend in the world. And we're going to run through some problems and some obstacles. The third lesson was failure is always an option. With God on our side, sometimes we get overconfident. In other words, we think hopefully we're not thinking we're better than anybody else. But when you get overconfident, you better be careful. Amen. We're not to look down on anybody. Amen. We can trip and fall. Amen. And let me put it another way. We will trip and fall. Amen. And the children of Israel, they failed tremendously. They failed. They failed. And they cried and they whined and they talked to God about it. But God had a way for them to get it right. Aren't you glad we have a forgiving God? Amen. Some of us work with unforgiving bosses. Some of us are unforgiving ourselves with people. I thank God that none of us are God and God is God. Amen. Because if some of you would have been God, I would have been gone long time ago. You would have too. You know that, don't you? Yeah, some folk already have written us off. But God is good. And he has a way. The fourth lesson was making up for lost time. Some of us really need to hear that, because some of us have been wasting too much time in our guilt, where we are, think mistakes that we've made. And you need to look around, because everybody in here has made mistakes. Everybody's made mistakes, but God don't want you to wallow and stay in that state the rest of your life. Last week, the lesson was eyes wide open as we on this journey. God made a way for us to get back, but we're still in the world. And you can't be so naive that you think the devil is not sometimes sitting next to you. He's not here this morning, I don't think, sitting next to you. But the devil is busy. And you need to keep your eyes wide open on this journey. Amen. And be wise as we live our lives, and not get into contracts with people too soon. Not give everybody your whole heart soon as you meet them. But also we need to embrace this journey. It's a journey. Take your time. We're not in a sprint. We don't know what lies on tomorrow, but embrace this journey. Stop getting anxious and have anxiety about everything. And when you have a happy day, say, I'm happy today. Amen. Yeah. You're going to have enough sad days. But today, no time to quit. We're in the book of Joshua 20. You had to do some reading to appreciate this more. And there's so many points that we could make, but we just can't make them all just because of time. Go to Joshua chapter 24. Everybody all right? Amen. I know we're a little snuggly in here, but that's good. God is good. God is good. Be nice when people sit next to you now. Amen. All right, be nice. Don't be mean. Don't be mean this morning. Our brother Gary won't be long. Joshua 24:31. Thank you, especially if you're visiting with us. Bless you. Our elders will acknowledge all of our visitors at the end of our worship service. Thank you if you're visiting with your family. Thank you for coming to worship service. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua. All the days of Joshua. And all the days of the elders and who survived Joshua and had known all the deeds of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Joshua, the protege, the pupil student of Moses. You know who Moses is. Led the children of Israel out of bondage, Egyptian bondage. Joshua was there with him, serving Moses. And one thing I learned from studying this. Quality, competent, dedicated, inspired leadership is priceless. It's priceless. And we mentioned Joshua because he was the spiritual leader for the children of Israel, as Moses was. Look at these verses. Numbers chapter 11, verse 28. Numbers 11, 28. I just want to give you just a little background with Joshua. So we'll know this, you know, this just didn't happen to the children of Israel. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, attendant of Moses from his youth, said, Moses, my Lord, restrain them. Joshua was a pupil of Moses. And he was the servant, attendant of Moses from his youth. They didn't give his exact age, but most likely he was a teenager serving Moses. Look at Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. Exodus 33, 11. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend.
That's right.
When Moses returned to the camp, he had been to the mountain. His servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man. Notice, it said the first verse we read, he was a youth. Now he's a young man. How old? Maybe probably a little bit older, but he's still a young man. Then it says he would not depart from the tent. Moses came back from this experience with God. Joshua knew that, knew where he'd gone. And Joshua went to the tent of Moses, and he wouldn't leave. Why do you think he stayed there? Because he wanted to be there. Maybe he was thinking, Moses, please tell me what you were doing with God. It's like he was concerned about all of God's business. Talking about Joshua. And I wanted to, because God's leaders, and this is, I guess, a workshop for leadership, but God's leaders are not born, they are made. Amen. Sometimes we say, well, my son is a born leader. No, he's not born leading. If he's going to be a leader, he's going to learn from somebody. And it's God's way. It's God's pattern. He just didn't pick somebody and thrust them out there for leadership. Joshua paid his dues. Listen to Joshua 14:7. Joshua 14:7. Caleb, Joshua and Caleb, Moses sent them to spy out the land. And this is speaking of Caleb. Joshua 14:7. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought word back for him as it was in my heart. It was Caleb and Joshua, and they probably were around the same age. So we know that when Joshua led the children across the Jordan, he was not a teenager then. And he probably was around maybe 50 years old. I don't know how old he was, but he paid his dues with Moses. Amen. And he learned from Moses, the man Moses. Let's get Numbers chapter 27, verse 18. Numbers 27, 18. So the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua. Now, we're trying to get to his leadership part. Take Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. This is before he even got to the people. Lay your hand on him. Laying of hands of the presbyter, laying of hand was what the leaders did to anoint a person for leadership. He said he laid his hands on Joshua. And then look at Numbers chapter 27, verse 22. Numbers 27, 22. Moses did just as the Lord commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar, the priest, and before all the congregation.
Right.
This was before the journey started, that Joshua would take him across the Jordan.
Right.
Moses put his hands on him in front of all of the congregation. He says, this is the leadership. This is who is going to, this is, and Moses is old. Moses was not going to the promised land because he disobeyed God, but he put his hand on Joshua. Now listen, church, the leadership, quality, dedicated, spiritual men, Joshua paid his dues.
Amen.
And you know, one thing I'm realizing as I get older is success in life, if we're going to make it to heaven, it's not going to be an accident.
Amen,
amen somebody.
Amen.
Yeah. And you know what? We need to guard our time. We need to guard the people who we put our trust in.
Right.
We need to be careful who we contract with.
Right.
Because even in the New Testament, that's Old Testament. God's leaders are born. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6, Bible says, he says, for the leaders in the church, the elder is not to be a new convert or not a novice, not a person who does not have experience. And that's for a reason. And I know Joshua saw a whole lot. Joshua saw Moses talking to people and saw people complaining about Moses and crying and whining. Joshua was right there. And at the time, he was not in leadership, so he just needed to be quiet and watch and listen and learn. Because you can learn a whole lot by watching and listening and learning to people. And Joshua was that kind of man, and the congregation recognized him. And this journey that they went on was serious business.
Right.
But when we find some leadership that's dedicated, that's committed,
amen,
that's educated, that have the Spirit of God in it, we need to lift the hands of that kind of leadership.
Amen.
Yeah, and it seems like that's what the people of God did with Joshua. And listen to Philippians chapter 2 verse 20 in the New Testament. Philippians chapter 2 verse 20, the Apostle Paul speaking of Timothy, he said, "For I have no one else of kindred spirit and who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare, for they all seek after their own interests, not those of Christ Jesus. But you know of his proven worth, that he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel like a child serving his..." Paul said, when he laid his hands on Timothy, he said, you know what he's been doing. And it's just like us, when we appoint deacons, we're not looking for somebody who just came in the doors. And we love to have new converts and individuals to come amongst the church and be baptized, but we all need to pay our dues, don't we?
Amen.
It's like when you get married, your husband need to pay, your to be husband need to pay some dues, amen, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah. Turn to Joshua chapter 18, if you will. Just wanted to make that one point that I hadn't made earlier, that Joshua was a qualified leader. And he paid his dues. Joshua chapter 18, verse number 1. We're getting to the meat. We've gotten through the difficult part of this journey the children of Israel had been on. And they faced some mighty, mighty challenges. Then the Bible says that the whole congregation of the sons of Israel assembled themselves at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there, and the land was subdued before them. Now they conquered Jericho, as we talked about earlier, the city of Jericho. That was their first major challenge. The walls of Jericho came tumbling down. They conquered the king of Ai. They conquered the king of Ai, and had God gave devised this wonderful plan where they ambushed all of Ai and the whole city and burned the city up. They conquered the king of the other kings of the north, south, and west, and they were chasing these kings. And Joshua stopped and prayed in front of the whole congregation, "Lord, let the sun stand still, so we'll have enough time to defeat them all." And the only time anybody ever asked that kind of prayer, and I know, you know, sometimes we pray prayers ourselves, And some of us, we pray the same prayer every night.
Sometimes.
I find myself doing it, you know, when I'm praying a lot of time. I say, man, that sounds like the same prayer. You know, now lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my... If I die before I wake. Anybody say that one? Pray the Lord my soul to tell. You know that one too? You still praying that same one? It's all right to pray prayers of faith. Sometimes we don't want to ask God too much. Joshua asked God to stop. Lord, hold the sun up so we'll have enough time to finish your business.
Amen.
And the thing we read is that God did just what... Yeah, that gave me some. I've been studying this, and I've been praying, so I can't tell you everything I'm praying for.
Amen.
And you don't need to tell me everything you're praying for, because we're praying to who?
God.
We're praying to God. But one thing you do know this is, every now and then, your kids need to hear you pray prayers of faith. Because Joshua prayed this prayer in front of the whole congregation heard him.
Amen.
And I bet some of them was in there saying, "What in the world is he asking? He's asking the Lord. Joshua must be on something." But God granted him that prayer.
That's
And not only that, God helped them. God sent hailstones. The Bible said he sent stone. He sent hailstones, and the stones killed more than the soldiers killed. And so I challenge us. I challenge us to pray prayers of faith. Pray prayers, Lord, you know how my body been feeling, and I'm taking all of this medicine. Lord, I need to. I want you to help me get off this medicine. Lord, don't say that, Brother Gary. They need to go to the. I didn't say don't go to the doctor, but pray to God.
Amen.
You know, don't you? If you over 30 now, and I know doctors, please forgive me for. This is nothing against doctor. I go to the doctor. My kids go to the doctor. If you're over 30 now, when you go to the hospital, you go to the doctor. Don't now you recognize the doctors don't know half the things. let me say that differently. You know one thing. You go to the doctor. You know they give you these tests to eliminate things. Well, no, you don't have this. You don't have this. You don't have this. Well, what do I have? Well, I'm not there yet. You better put your trust in your faith. Lord, I need a job. I'm working right now, Lord, but you know I need to be making at least $10,000 to $12,000 more a year. Brooke, you don't have to say all that. You don't have to say it. Yeah. God, look all through the Bible. God rewards great faith.
Amen.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, see things that you can do for yourself, you're not gonna give God credit for. But when you can walk on water, all you can say is nothing but God. Let me not get off my task. But now, I wanted some of you wasn't here. And I just want you had to know what God had done for them, these people. You're talking about the children of Israel. They're conquering great nations. Some of these five kings, they know the children of Israel come. They get together and say, look, we need to get together and fight these men.
Amen.
And God tells them, not one of them shall stand before you.
Amen.
And it's only because of the power of God.
That's right.
And they're on this journey. They started off good. They accepted God's challenge. God parted the Jordan River. God told Joshua to be strong, of good courage, and he challenged, cross this river. They accepted God's invitation. They crossed the Jordan. And some of them that were there, I bet they thought that they made it to the promised land, but it wasn't over yet. Just like for us right now. Today, last day of the year, December the 25th, and you feeling good. Ooh, this is good. I'm in the Lord's house. That's where you should be.
Amen.
Yeah, but Monday is coming.
Amen.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We don't know if it's really coming, but life hadn't stopped till the blood stops and running in our veins. And we have not arrived yet. But at the same time, God granted them Jericho. He granted them Ai. Victory after victory. And I know we're at different stages in our lives, and I know God may be taking us through some trials, but at the same time, you just keep looking at history, keep looking at our lives, and you see some of the places that you were, you didn't know you were going to be here today.
That's right.
And you see how good God is,
right.
And who you going to give credit for all of that. Now the land is subdued. All the promises that God made to Joshua, and Joshua kept it before us. I say a leader is so, I understand that now. Because we need encouragement. We got to encourage each other. And Joshua kept it before them. Let's keep following God, doing his will. And now they arrive. When they go places, the battle is already won. People are so scared of them. And we get to chapter 18, and the scriptures say, it says, the land was subdued before them. There remained the sons of Israel, seven tribes. Now the land was subdued. The people were defeated, although there were still enemies in the land. But everything was subject to the children of Israel. There remained among the sons of Israel seven tribes who had not divided their inheritance. In other words, The land was subdued, but they had not claimed, they had not taken possession of the land. And this is what the Bible says. So Joshua said to the sons of Israel, I'm in Joshua 18, verse number 3, how long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? In other words, everybody is afraid of you. They have all been defeated. Some of them are still in their lands, but go in and claim what God has given you. Amen. That's what he tells them. And you know, some of us are in here right now. We worried about things that God has already given us the victory for. Amen. We worried about the rough few scared of folk who are already scared of you. Amen. You know, and some people don't know how to. You know, when you are calm, when everybody else is, you know, when you praying when everybody else is crying, when you are consistent, and some people don't know how to act. Question. Has there been a time when you have been in complete compliance with God's will? That's why I say this message is primarily for the saints. Amen. But it's also for the seekers. And what do you mean, Brother Gary? I mean, your prayer life is, you talk to God.
Amen.
You talk to God.
Right.
You don't forsake the assembly.
Amen.
And I know some would beg the question, well, you don't have to come to church. That's a whole nother lesson. And I know that just coming to church doesn't make us in a right relationship with God. But at the same time, there are too many examples in the Bible of the disciples coming together. And there are things, God, Jesus died for the church. And there are things that we can do collectively that you can't do by yourself. And God knows that. He says, on the first day of the week when the disciples came together. And I know you say, well, Brother Gary, I can worship the Lord by myself at home. Yeah, you can worship God by yourself at home, but that's not what God wants. Sometimes we're providentially hindered where we cannot go. But see, right. See, you, and some people that say that, you know you not, that's not really.
Amen. That's right.
You flashing channel. I watched the preacher on TV. You watched about 6 shows and are we really worshiping God the way God wants? That's a whole nother lesson. But have you ever been in complete compliance where you know you're not living in open sin? You're treating your wife right. You're treating your husband right.
All right.
You're giving of your means to God.
Amen.
And look, I know. You're not lying on anybody, and you.
Amen.
You're not perfect, but when you mess up, you ask the Lord for forgiveness.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody.
Amen.
Now you in complete notice. The children of Israel have done everything. Now God has asked them to do. They've conquered all the lands. God is. It's theirs. And see, when you are in complete compliance with God, you have God's permission to enjoy your blessings as a child of God. Notice, that's not when you get to heaven. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. See, that's what we're striving to get. We're striving to get in complete compliance with God where we know we've asked the Lord to forgive us of all of our sins. We're trying to do everything God. Well, when you are in that state, that's the time to enjoy this journey even more that we're on, because you need to enjoy God's blessing. See, when you marry the right way, amen, when you marry the right way, and you are treating your wife and your husband the right way, God says in his word, he says, marriage is honorable in all, among all, and the bed is undefiled. He said, but whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. See, when you married the right way and you're treating each other the right way, you better enjoy each other the right way. Amen, somebody. I wish I could get a little bit more explicit, because some of us, we married and we're not enjoying each other the way God intended for us to enjoy each other. Hello, somebody. And we make an excuse, well, you didn't get that from God. Because if you go do something with somebody else who's not your mate, that's not God's will. Amen, somebody. That's another lesson for another day. See, it's like having money in the bank, but never spending it. It's like you got all this money. God give them all the land, and they won't go claim the land. And you got all this money, and you know when you die, somebody gonna spend it for you. Ooh, some of us are just miles. I'm not against saving, and I know you believe you should save it. But again, I want my children to be better off. You better spend some of that money. I tell you what, I've learned my lesson. I've been spending enough on my children. It's time for me to spend some on me. Woo, boy, I'm so telling you. Lord have mercy. Some of us are so dedicated to our jobs, and thank God that you're a great employee and you build up all of this vacation time. You got, it's close to the end of the year. You got, but I hear some people brag, man, I got 11 weeks of vacation time left. You better start using some of that vacation time. I tell you what, you get sick and die. They don't give it to your wife. Listen to what the word of God says in Ecclesiastes. This is Solomon, wise Solomon, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9. He says, enjoy life. I love this in the Bible because I'm a Christian. Some people don't want to live the Christian life because they think it's boring. They say, well, you know, you're holier than thou. What are you talking about? We can be children of God and enjoy life on this earth. Amen, somebody. The children of Israel, they had been in Egyptian bondage on other folks' time, in other people's land. They obey God. They go through their trials. They finally get it right. And God makes a way for them, and some of them still are not claiming their land. Solomon says, enjoy life with the woman whom you love all the days of your fleeting life, which he has given you under the sun. For this is your reward in life and in your toil in which you have labored under the sun. And I would admonish all of us. And I say it because, you know, I've been in this mode myself. Is, you know, sometimes we're too hard on ourselves. Sometimes we are afraid to have joy when it's time to have joy. Amen. Some of us haven't had a good belly laugh in a long time. Amen. You need to laugh sometimes. And the children of Israel, now they've gone through all of these wars, seen all of this killing, and now the land is subdued. And now it's time to enjoy. And Solomon comes to him and he says, what you waiting on now? How long are you going to wait? It's your, go get your land. Go get your land. Let me see if I can, I want to bring this down. I want to finish this. I didn't want to preach too long this morning. Joshua chapter 23, verse 1, verse number 1. Joshua 23, verse number 1. There's some other things that we could say in between this, but I want to see if I can bring it in just to close. Now, it came about after many days. I wish we don't know exactly how old Joshua was when he took to lead the children across Jordan, but I definitely believe that he was definitely above 40. Caleb was 40. Yeah. The Bible tells us in Joshua 24:29 that Joshua was 110 years old when he died. And we know that they had to go through a period where they actually claimed the land, and they fought. Then he distributed the land. And the Bible says, and after many days, it uses the term many days. Sometimes we read that and we overlook that, but see, it's like you are, I'm 50, let's see, how? I'm 57, I just had a birth. I'm 57, but see, listen, 20 years, would you like to have 20 years of peace? I mean, think about it. 20 years. When I say peace, I mean no wars, no fighting, no. Peace in the family. You know, no apprehension, no wondering how you can pay your bills. When you get older, that's why I wish, I wish the young people could understand how, because see now some things I love it. I like peace and quiet. Amen. Some say, well, I need to go to Europe. You go to Europe, just give me some peace. And I like to go to Europe or wherever to also. But he said, after many days, when the Lord had given rest to Israel, they had some struggles. Right. And see, this is why we need to hurry up and get in compliance with God's will. Amen. And see, some of us, we hesitate, we holding back, and we dibbling and dabbling. And see, you don't get the blessings. We on the fence, and we won't commit, and I'm thinking about it, but you don't get the blessings when you live that kind of life. Right. You need to commit. You need to obey God. You need to do his will so he can bless us real good. Amen. That's what God wants to do. And it's not going to happen because I tried it for about a week. I came to church 3 Sundays in a row and have nothing changed. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. It don't work like that in the world. It don't work like that in your business. It don't work like that in your company. You have to pay your dues. In anything that you're going to be successful in. Amen. And this is where we need to put it in God. And that's what they did. Amen. They had some struggle. They obeyed God. They crossed the Jordan. They defeated Jericho. They defeated Ai. They made a mistake. They took a back step. They asked God for forgiveness. God got back on their side. And God led them to victory after victory after victory.
Amen.
Then he gave them rest. So everybody say rest. Oh Lord, I need some rest. I'm telling you. Those of you, I've been the minister here at the Fifth Ward Church, the full-time minister. This is, I think, my 12th year, Brother Barry, 12th year. And I was a deacon and teacher and other things. I work with these elders here at this church. We've had some trying times in the past, as you know. But God has been good, haven't he? And you know, now, and I keep saying it, because please, Lord, the devil, get back out the way. Stay.
Amen.
But we have a semblance of peace. And it's only with God's help. We have 9 elders. We have 20 deacons, right, Harvey, something like that, 19, 20, 20 deacons. We have faithful members, Bible school teachers.
Amen.
We have some issues that's going on.
Amen.
We have issues. You know, we have issues.
That's right.
But for the most part, can we say God is good?
Yes, sir.
You know, we're not for the elders. Not all. We disagree, but we love each other. Don't we, elders? Stand up, all the elders in here. Let me stand up so we can see you real quick. Oh, Bro Jackson, you don't have to stand up. Just raise your hand. Stand up. Just say. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Jasper 6, where Brother Patterson? 7, where Brother Ray? 8, who missing? Brother Washington, huh? Did I get him, man? Kurt, Brother Dawes not well. Brother Dawes not good. And Brother Jasper right there. That's 9 elders.
9
pastors. 9. I'm the minister. Now, can we say we love each other?
Amen.
Let me hear each one of you say. That's all right. We won't do roll call. We won't do roll call. Now, notice this. Now, do you know how many churches can't say that? Would dare identify the elders of the church in public and say that we love each other, we got each other back, we're going to support each other. And this is just the elder. I could do this for the... And what I'm saying is, thank you, Lord. Among us all. Thank you, elders. And the children of Israel, God gave them rest. That had to be a beautiful time. Such a beautiful time in the life of God's people. And it's possible to have, if we dedicate ourselves to doing God's will, it's possible for us to have a peaceful life while we're on earth and still make it to heaven.
Amen.
Let me finish reading and I'm going to stop. I want to read this in your ear. They rest from all the enemies on every side. And Joshua was old, advanced in years, Joshua 23. That Joshua called all of Israel for their elders and for the heads and their judges and their officers and said to them, I'm old, advanced in years. You've seen all that the Lord God has done to all these nations because of you. Because of you, your dedication. For the Lord your God is he who has been fighting for you. Joshua 23, drop down to verse 8. Verse 8, brother read this in your hearing. But you are to cling to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day.
Amen.
It's no time to quit, church.
Amen.
You know, and there's no time to turn
Amen.
Back now. Yeah, we've gone through some trials, but there's no time to give up on God right now.
Amen.
For the Lord has driven out great and strong nations from before you. As for you, no man has stood before you to this day. One of your men puts to flight 1,000. For the Lord your God is he who fights for you, just as he promised you. So take diligent heed to yourself. This is our warning. To love the Lord your God.
Amen.
And then this is our warning. For if you ever go back and cling to the rest of these nations which remain among you and intermarry with them so that you associate with them and they with you, know that with certainty that the Lord your God will not continue to drive these nations out from before you, but they will be a snare and a trap to you and a whip on your sides and thorns in your eyes until you perish off the good land which the Lord your God has given you. Ooh, Lord have mercy. And then go to chapter 24 and verse 14, passage that you all are familiar with, Joshua 24, 14. Now therefore, Joshua, he's old now, remember he's old. Fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your father served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If it's disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, Joshua says, can we all say that? As for me and my house, we will serve. We'll serve. If you're here today, you're not a child of God. You need to be. It's the best life. It's the only life. You come to God by faith, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. If you're here today and you're willing to repent of your sins, Luke 13:3-5, it says, I tell your neighbor, except you repent, you shall also likewise perish. If you're here today and you're willing to confess the sweetest name among mortal men, whosoever therefore shall confess me before me and him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Matthew 10:32. And be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins. Acts 2:38, Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned.
Amen.
And we invite you
Amen.
To join us in this journey.
Amen.
This beautiful journey.
Amen.
The latter part of Revelation 2:10 says, be faithful unto death. And he'll give us a crown.
Yeah.
Jesus says, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, because on this side and the other side is the best life for any individual. Amen. What a great time for somebody to come to the Lord this last day of the year. Amen. If you want to come, please come. If you have a prayer request, please come. If you want to get something right, please come as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
In my heart, sometimes I ponder as down life's road, I wonder.